listening to SCR, Stratford Community Radio.
This is Jackie King-Turner, and you're listening to Stratford Community Radio on a blisteringly hot, really unbelievably hot and sultry Saturday lunchtime. As you know, my show is called This Much I Know, which is not how much I know, but the wisdom of my guests. And today we are going to have such a Stratford sort of day. We're going community radio all the way today. It's local and it's just the sort of thing that Stratford people need to know about. You may have seen the people with yellow jackets and black trousers when you're out and about in the centre of Stratford. And hopefully not the yellow jackets today. We've talked about this already. I think if the town hosts were wearing yellow jackets today, they'd all be passed out. I think it is so hot here. If you've ever wondered what they do, then today is the day to find out. And I'm delighted to welcome Adrian Grubb of the Stratford Town Hosts to the show. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
And also, hopefully, later, we'll be joined on the show by Jane Hornby of the Holy Trinity Medieval Fair, which takes place next weekend, surprisingly enough, at Holy Trinity Church. So we're doing Stratford all the way today. We had a lovely kind of interlude about chocolate last week, and now it's all things that are relevant to you on your radio station, Stratford Community Radio. And Sam is here supporting my technical competence. I spent the whole day in London yesterday, and I think I left my technical competence actually on the tube. Mm-hmm. So very glad Sam's here today, and along with his cousin Luke. Hello, Luke. Smiling enigmatically, works so well on radio.
MySCR.co.uk.
This is Jackie King-Turner. You're listening to Stratford Community Radio, This Much I Know. And I reckon that in terms of out-cheesing myself, I probably excelled myself today, actually. We have a fully Stratford-oriented day today. We have Adrian Grubb of the Stratford Town Hosts, and then hopefully Jane Hornby of the Medieval Fair, as long as her voice has returned. And that was Kylie Minogue and Come Into My World, i.e. Stratford, and the village people. I know one of my belly dancing colleagues always says that, having lived in London and certainly larger metropolises than Stratford is, that Stratford seems like a cosy village to her. So that's why I chose it. And it's all my fault. You either were getting the movements or you're listening to that thinking, why is she playing that? And I was actually saying, I'm slightly embarrassed to admit I had that in my record collection. Meanwhile, it is almost 30 degrees C in the studio today. We have all the windows open. If you can hear the street noise from outside, I do apologise. I'm afraid we're just going to have it today because it is so hot in here. If you're outside, make sure you've got Factor Lots on. It's the Mad Dogs and Englishmen hour, so preferably in the shade with lots of hats on. Make sure you drink lots of rehydrating liquids today and chill and listen to everything you need to know about the Stratford Town Hosts. So, Adrian, not a lot of people know what the Town Hosts do. I've canvassed a group of friends. Some of them were au fait, some of them were, who are these guys with yellow jackets on, and girls. So tell us all about the Town Hosts. What are you all about?
Well, in essence, we have been employed to be of whatever help we can be to anyone in the town, whether they are a resident or a shopper or a visitor, to help them in any way that we can.
Because you wear walkie-talkies and things like that, maybe some people might think, oh, do I dare approach them? Are they some kind of secondary police force or whatever?
No, people should be more than happy about approaching us. We are essentially meet and greet. There are people similar to us in other towns who have a different role, which can be more security-minded. But in Stratford, it's all about helping people with their needs and giving them a particularly memorable day. And we do have walkie-talkies because we are in contact with the CCTV cameras, because we can get involved occasionally in security matters, more because we're the eyes and ears of what's going on in the town centre. We do get involved in occasional sort of medical situations. We can get involved with lost children and so on. So we do have to have contact with each other and with other agencies in the town. But it's only because that's part and parcel of what we do. What we mostly do is try and be nice to people and helpful.
And how did you personally get involved?
I saw an advertisement for the job, because we're all employed, we're not volunteers. One or two people think that we are. It is a nice job, and in other circumstances I might volunteer for it, but I saw the advertisement. I had not long since disposed of a business, and I like dealing with the public, I always have, and I thought it would be an enjoyable way of spending my day, and it has proved to be the case.
And what sort of skills do you need to become a town host?
I think more than anything, it's people skills, because you are dealing with people the whole time. It's not highly technical. It's more a question of your ability to understand what you're being asked, to have the knowledge, of course, of the town so that you can be helpful, and to conduct yourself properly at all times and to approach people in the right way and to react in the right way.
And what sort of training did you have to go through?
We went over to Rugby, which has its own hosts. They're actually known as Rugby Rangers. And we had a week's very thorough training with them, followed by a couple of other weeks training when we looked at all aspects of dealing with the public and those things that we've got responsibility for.
So you must really need to be an encyclopedia of all things Stratford, which going to rugby won't necessarily help you out with, will it?
No, I mean, that was a training exercise. We've now been up and running since August of last year. And what we've had to do as quickly as we possibly could is to get to know as much as we can about the town, its attractions, its shops, restaurants, and so on. Yes, we have to be a walking encyclopedia almost.
This is Stratford Community Radio.
It is 29.9 degrees C in the studio. So if you're listening on your Wi-Fi out in your gardens, all I can say is, lucky you, because there were loads of children screaming, weren't there? So Sam shut the window and we're all going a bit glassy-eyed in here. But in the meantime, it's worth it because we want to bring you everything that the town hosts do, basically, because next time you go out and you've got a query, even for local people, I guess, actually, you know, sometimes local people don't always know the times of things or where the best shops are or whatever. You can go and access the knowledge that these town hosts have. Now, the website is all part of the Stratforward umbrella, isn't it, Adrian? So tell us a little bit more about that. How do you fit within Stratforward?
Right. Well, just over a year ago, Stratforward was created and was tasked with increasing the footfall to Stratford, essentially, and to try and restore the fortunes of the town, because it is known, it's accepted that with the advent of, you know, the shopping centre, it has affected the town centre. A number of shops have moved out of the town centre to the out-of-town shopping centre at Maybird. And, of course, the general state of the economy has not helped Stratford, like it hasn't any other town in the country. And Stratforward came up with a number of initiatives which were all aimed at getting more people to come into the town, to come more often, to stay longer, to spend more, because Stratforward works for the businesses in the town centre, of which there are over 450. So they all pay towards our costs and towards the cost of these initiatives and so on. So we've actually got 450 bosses to keep happy.
I did comment that seemed like quite a quango, and I think, goodness, sometimes it's hard enough working for one.
It's a challenge, but we want to get to a situation where the overwhelming number of businesses in the town say, yes, we can clearly see that the initiatives you're taking are working for us and that we are seeing a better situation.
And how does it, I noticed on the website as well, which if you want to have a look, folks, it's always worth a look because you may not have come across this, www.stratforward.com, that's right, isn't it? And you can get really an overview of everything that these guys are doing, which is phenomenal. You know, the Joe public out there may well see the results of it because they'll see the events that are happening. But this goes into some of the backroom guys, really, doesn't it? There's an awful lot going on. You also did a review of the retail market, didn't you? So there is a piece there by our guest today, actually. So talking about how retail is looking healthy or otherwise in the town centre.
Yes, I mean, I didn't go into too much detail about the current state of Stratford economy, but in any town, the number of empty shops that you see is a reflection on how well the town is doing. In Stratford, there are something like 40 shops that are empty. It's a fluid situation. It changes daily. And whilst that might sound a lot, it's only about 7.5-8% of all the retail shops that are to be found in the town.
Well, that's an improvement. I mean, I've been doing this show for a year and a half, and I know when I first started, it was something like 20% unoccupied. So that seems like a significant improvement over time.
Oh, it is, yes. I mean, 20% would be a huge number of shops. So, you know, I'm pleased to see that you've seen an improvement. One of the things that we looked at when we were first formed, that is the host, is to how to improve the look of the town. And an empty shop window is a vast area of nothing, just a void. And if you see too many of these, then it's going to give the wrong impression to people, because Stratford is still a very vibrant town. A very vibrant town. It's doing a lot better than many. And there's all sorts of very good reasons to come here. However, we don't want people to go away with the thought that it all seemed to be empty. There was nothing there. We do have some problems in certain areas of the town where there are a number of shops which have come and gone. And whilst everyone is trying hard to improve that situation and to find new tenants, in between, we want to do something with these shop windows. And we've now reached agreement with a number of landlords who will allow us use of their shop windows. In some cases, some of the retailers in the less well-favoured parts of the town have had an opportunity to showcase their goods in these shops, and we're very grateful for that. Elsewhere, we've been given the opportunity of putting up quality posters. And in fact, this morning, I was putting up posters relating to the Fringe Festival, which starts on Monday, which is one of Stratford's initiatives, as along with many other festivals that are planned. And these are going up in half a dozen shops around the town, promoting what's going on. And obviously, visitors to the town will see these. And if they hadn't thought about coming back too soon, and then they see there's something interesting on, then that might help with their decision making. And they'll come back when they wouldn't otherwise have done, maybe bring friends, and that's got to be to the ultimate good of everyone in the town.
Well, if you're coming to any kind of cultural event, you've still got to eat and drink, haven't you? So it's a knock-on effect on everybody.
Yes, eating, drinking is something that Stratford's very well known for. There are over 100 eating establishments in the town that could be open at any one time, particularly during the day, that is. When we're asked about where to go for something to eat, we have to be very careful, because we work equally for all the businesses in the town. So we can't show favouritism by immediately saying, oh, go here or go there. So what we do, if someone says, you know, where's to eat, we would say, well, you know, what sort of food are you looking for? Are you looking for afternoon tea or a light snack? Or do you want something very traditional? Do you want something ethnic? And once they've had a moment to think about it, and they'll say, oh, yes, I think, you know, perhaps one of the older pubs or a traditional pub. And we would then direct them to those pubs that would fall into that category, so that we can't be seen, you know, to be favouring one business over another. But we do often get asked for that.
Well, there's an opportunity for, obviously there's no bias anywhere, is there? But for the establishments that maybe would like you to mention them more often, perhaps they could wine and dine you so that you know exactly what they do.
That would be a nice idea, but no, can't allow that.
MySCR.co.uk.
30.1 degrees and rising in the Stratford Community Radio studio today. This is Jackie King-Turner. You're listening to This Much I Know on www.myscr.co.uk. If you have any thoughts about the town hosts or any questions, then send them in to me, info@myscr.co.uk. If you go to the website, which you're on because you're listening, then go to the Contact Us section and you can send me in an email. If you've got any questions either for me or for Adrian Grubb of the town hosts. We have had to open the windows again, I'm afraid. I'm sure this must be really thrilling listening. I've had to tie my hair up. Good job there's no webcam. And we've got the windows open again because 30.1 is very warm to be broadcasting. And it's the sun isn't shining. So, but still remember out there, if you're out in the sunshine, you can still burn. So put on lots of factor, very high factor stuff. In the meantime, Adrian, how do you find that people respond to you, particularly given the eye-catching uniform?
Well, as you alluded to before, not everyone knows quite what to expect of us. They see us in a uniform and they have a question to ask, and in the absence of anybody else, they'll come up to us. When we turn around and say, yes, how can we help you? They're really usually very happy because they seemingly found the right person. And one of the things that we always find is just how pleased everyone seems that they've actually found someone to ask. I mean, you can go to a tourist information centre and get a map and so on and do it yourself. But we will actually come across people who've got a map and it's upside down, it's inside out, and they're hopelessly lost. We'll just say, right, OK, now where is it you want to go? And we'll tell you the quickest route there. Or if you've got time, then we can tell you a route which will take you around some other places of interest. We get overseas visitors in particular will be asking for places like the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust, or the theatre itself. Often as not, people say, where is the river? And some of them have got some very interesting ideas where the river might be. Strangely enough, a lot of them think it's at the top of the town, which is up the hill, which is not where you'd normally expect to find one.
Maybe they didn't do geography at school, perhaps.
Obviously not their hottest subject. But we also get asked sometimes for specific shops, and then we have to think, right, you know, not just where exactly is that. And if we ourselves can't have the answer for, we just can't remember or whatever, we'll get in touch on the radio with one of our colleagues, and they will know. So no one ever goes away having not been helped. That's the main thing. And they don't mind if we have to go on the radio, because we said to them, don't worry, if I don't know, I know someone who will. And they're generally very, very appreciative. And often as not, we'll have a good old chat with them and a laugh, because it makes our day more interesting. And often as not, we find that they're more than happy to chat.
Well, they're getting a sense of the town, really, then, aren't they? They'll go away thinking, gosh, that was a nice person. And therefore, that's their impression of Stratford and its people. That's got to be a good thing.
Yes, I mean, it would be nice if they thought we were nice people. More importantly, is that we were helpful people. And so many people have said, you know, we could do with someone like you in our town. And whilst there are, to my knowledge, 120 or so towns who have got initiatives like ours, which is known as the Business Improvement District. That's what it's all about. There are evidently lots of places where someone like us wandering around the town looking to be helpful is just unknown.
And frankly, I still think it's something that can be useful for locals, effectively. I know the head of the tourist or Shakespeare Country, while it still existed, had said that one of his key initiatives was to get hold of the lost locals, so people who live in the area but never do anything touristy because they live here. And you may still, I mean, I went to Mary Arden's farm last year on a school trip with my daughter, and it was the first time I'd ever been there. This is really quite an admission, and I shouldn't say this, but I've never been to the birthplace either. And, you know, it's not a million miles away from where I'm sitting right now. So, you know, there are a lot of things that as a local person you've probably never thought about doing because it's always there. And you may not know where they are.
That's absolutely true. I mean, I remember when I was working down in Brighton, I never went to the Royal Pavilion. And I was there for about 3 years. And it is absolutely true that where you've got some really fascinating places on your doorstep, you're probably the last person ever to have seen them. And, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do as part of the Business Improvement District initiatives is to get people to come into their town more, because a lot of them have an idea of what it's like and they think, oh, I don't know, it's too busy, you know, there's too much traffic and so on. And whilst there is a fair amount of traffic, because it is a busy town, we try and, you know, dispel some of these, you know, impressions that they've got and encourage them to come into the town.
And from where I live, south of Stratford, so frankly the thought of coming into Stratford itself is a lot nicer than having to fight my way through to that other shopping centre, which is just north of the town. Mm-hmm. And particularly on the weekend, folks, don't go there, you'll lose the will to live, it's a nightmare. So, which is probably doing a bit of salesmanship for the centre of town, but frankly I wouldn't go there in a million years at the weekend. So it's easier for you, Sam, because you live up that way, don't you?
Yeah,
and you can walk.
Yeah.
But trying to get a car through Stratford from one side to the other, just go to the centre. It's a lot easier, particularly today. Otherwise, your air conditioning will explode, much like the presenter here. Now, we've had a question in for you, actually. How do the town hosts keep up to date with their knowledge of everything in Stratford?
Well, we make sure that we keep up to date with what's going on. Some of this we'll learn from the newspapers. Some of it we'll get from our various sources, because we work closely with the district council. We work closely with all of the shops and businesses and the tourist attractions, and anything that they're doing which is new or improved, we'll want to know about. So it is important that we're up to date with what's going on. I mean, I could mention three or four new restaurants that are about to open or that are planned and so on. And it's important that we know that.
You can mention that.
Hmm?
I'm going to put you on the spot now. You can mention that.
Well, you've got... all right, OK. The Fuji restaurant has opened its doors just. There is...
Is that Japanese by any chance?
It is Japanese,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
It's both sushi and then it's this lovely... I don't know what they call it. It's a style where they throw everything up and down on this hot sort of griddle and so on. It's all very dramatic and theatrical. There's plans for a restaurant opening in Church Street. There have been restaurants there before on a couple of occasions in this particular location, but it looks like that's likely to happen again. There's another one looking to open its doors in Greenhill Street, and these are all providing, from what we know, different experiences. So it's important that we know, because we want to give people the greatest measure of choice that we can.
Yes, not everyone comes to Stratford to eat fish and chips. Whilst, you know, there is more to offer in this town, isn't there? Not that there's any... Well, there is something wrong with fish and chips for me, because I can't eat it, but that's just a slight aside from me. Another question is, what's the strangest question you've ever been asked?
Oh, that's an interesting one. Good Lord, I don't have to think about that.
Well, we can come back to that. Yes. Do you want to have a think about it?
There have been some odd ones, yes.
Yes. Well, do you want to have a think and come back to that?
I shall do.
Because that ties in quite nicely, actually, with you know, what my next question, which is, what do you find yourself doing for most of the time?
Well, we do two things when we're out in the town. We patrol the town centre, and that is from sort of Arden Street in the north through to Swan's Nest Lane in the south and around Bridgefoot, from Guild Street in the east to Chestnut Walk, Old Town in the west. And we patrol every street in between. And when we're patrolling, we walk slowly. We try and make eye contact with people, because what we're trying to say is, you know, I'm here for you. I'm not looking elsewhere. I'm not rushing along, presumably busy. We're strolling along, available to you. And we're trying to engage with you. So do please come up and ask us any question that you want. And we find that more increasingly, people see us as that. Because as you said yourself earlier on, some people now know quite well what we do. Others suspect what we do. And it won't be long before most people coming in will see us for what we are. So we're constantly patrolling. We can cover several miles a day just doing that. And then every so often we'll do what we call a stationary, where we'll stand perhaps by Barclays Bank and the corner of Henley Street there. And we'll just look at anyone and everyone in the hope that, you know, if they've got a question, they've got a need, they'll come up to us. And we can be very, very... We can have a queue of people waiting to ask us a question, which is great. So we have to be on our feet. We have to be on our toes.
That must strike terror to the heart of the British resolve, where nobody makes eye contact with anybody, but probably quite welcoming for people from other nationalities, where particularly, I guess, if you're on holiday, you're a bit more laid back anyway. But I would have thought for your average Brit, someone wandering around looking at them, or at least inviting the communication, must be quite weird sometimes.
I mean, we do get people come up to us quite a lot and say, "What do you do? Who are you?" And
right.
And I tell them pretty much what I've told you. And I said, "Well, I'm here for you. So if you have a particular need at the moment, ask me. Otherwise, you know, we're here to make sure people enjoy themselves and have a good time. And we're here to look after their safety and their security. Because as I say, we work with the police. We work with, you know, the CCTV cameras. Because, you know, we're there to ensure that whatever happens to anyone, they get the right assistance, whether it's our type of assistance, is just where you need to go, where such a place is. Or, as I say, it could be medical, it could be a lost child, it could be someone who's themselves lost. We do get occasionally people coming into the town, and we will hear on our radios that we're to look out for them because there are concerns about them and so on. So it is meet and greet, but it's also having a care towards all the people who are in the town and making sure that they're safe and secure.
That seems quite a good thing. I mean, I was in Nashville in Tennessee many years ago, and being a Brit and not having had that much travel experience in the States, and particularly, I suppose, being in one of the southern states, where everybody in the street makes eye contact and goes, "Howdy, how are y'all doing?" And for a couple of days, I'd always be looking behind me going, "Are they talking to me? And why do they want to know who I am? Because we haven't been introduced," in a very sort of British way. But I think that can work quite well, actually. We need to break down some of those barriers, really.
This is Stratford Community Radio.
I just wanted to make sure that the town hosts had their last chance to promote what they do. So, Adrian, do you want to round up from your point of view what you'd like to tell people about the town hosts?
Well, I hope that I've given everybody a good idea of what we do. We do get asked by people coming into the town what's on, and therefore it's important that if there's anybody out there organising something in the town centre, then if you want to pop in some information to our office, which is in the town square, if you've got a leaflet, for example, let us have a copy of it. We don't dispense leaflets for people. We're not in a position to do that. And it has to be an event taking place in the town centre, because our remit is for the town centre only, not any further afield. But the more we know, the better. And we put all this information in a day book. So as our various members of staff come in, we can actually say to them, this is what's happening in the town. It could be Morris dancers, it could be a festival, it could be a special market, or it could be a medieval fair. So the more we know, the better informed we are. And we wouldn't want people leaving Stratford not knowing that there was an event on. And if they've approached us, then it's up to us to know as best we can, on the basis of what information we're given.
Yes, I do believe that Miramar are busking next weekend, but I can't remember exactly where. I'm a belly dancer, and I know there has been an email circulating about us busking next weekend. We'll have to be medieval belly dancers, won't we? Straight hot off the Crusades or something, yes. I think. Well, you know what to do now. Make sure that the information goes through to Adrian's office, and then they can tell the folk all about you. And remind us about all the dates for the medieval fair, the times, and a little overview of what's happening.
Okay, Jackie, well, the medieval fair is next Saturday, the 12th of June, and it starts at 10 a.m. and finishes at 5 p.m. It's at Holy Trinity Church, Shakespeare's Church in Old Town. You can't miss it. It's going to be massive. Lots to see, lots to buy, lots to eat, so lots to enjoy and take part as well. And take part in demonstrations. You can learn to roll a candle. You can learn to make salt dough for the children. All sorts of things you can actually be, and felt making, all sorts of things that can be, you know, there for you to have a look at and say, please do come along.
Excellent. Put it in your diary. And this is Jackie King-Turner. You've been listening to your radio station, Stratford Community Radio. Thank you to Sam for all the technical input. Very necessary today because my brain in the heat has turned completely to mush. And a huge thank you to Adrian Grubb and Jane Hornby for taking time out in their busy schedules when it really is unbelievably hot, and you've given us a wonderful and very Stratfordy show, so thank you very much for that. Jane will be back in July to talk about her day job in the world of showbiz, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And remember to look at the This Much I Know Facebook page for the latest information about guests and for photos. You can also put comments on there as well. We're totally happy to receive your emails when we're on air, but if anything occurs to you, if you think there's anyone who'd be a good guest, then send it through on the Facebook page.
You're listening to SCR, Stratford Community Radio, online at myscr.co.uk.